What's up, guys? Today we're talking about how to dominate your week. So this is for you if you feel like you could be more productive in your life, career, or business. You feel like you aren't as successful as you could be if you were more organized, and if you just want more, okay? Any three of those things, you're in the right spot here for this podcast episode. So this is a micro strategy that I use and I implement every week and how to have a productive week. So I'm an entrepreneur, coach, I do a bunch of things. So it's quite hard to get organized. And once I'm organized, I find I do power through things quite a lot faster. When I don't plan or I don't use this strategy, I end up spinning my wheels and not really getting anywhere. Life's short, time's running out. When you turn 37, you are at halfway on your age, and I am 31. So life expectancy in Australia is 75, so 37 is halfway. I'm getting towards halfway, and I want to feel like I'm moving the needle more and changing more lives. And how I need to do that is to be more productive. If that resonates with you, if in your 30s, literally ask yourself a question here is like, are you where you want to be, or are you being content with what you're doing? So the more that you do, the harder you work, the luckier you get. This is the exact strategy I and my wife use to have super productive weeks. So how it works, you can use this on your career. You can use this if you're an entrepreneur. If you're working with someone else, that's fine too. If you're studying, you can morph that into a usable process that'll be beneficial for you. So what I do is I write a list. So I usually do this on a Sunday. I write a list of all the tasks that I need to move my business forwards, particularly. And this is excluding evergreen things. So evergreen things are like writing social media points, posts, contacted clients, client work. This must be working on your business, not in your business, or on your career, not in your career. So those types of things generally don't move the needle forward. What we're looking for here are things like 10 to 15 of these things literally that are going to move the needle forward. So hypothetical example here, if I'm running a gym, 10 to 15 things that are going to move the needle forward would be reaching out to be on someone else's podcast or maybe 10 people's podcasts in the local area, writing a new sales deck presentation, launching a marketing campaign. You get the idea. So step one of this is you want to write 10 to 15 things that are going to move the needle forward in your business, career, or life. Okay, you can use life here as well. Step two is you want to order them most important to least important. So things that are going to propel you forward should be number one. Generally, that's going to be some type of marketing or sales tactic is going to be number one. So think about the things that are going to change the most lives, help the most people, make the most money. Whatever that is, that should be number one from 1 to 15. Okay, I like to rewrite the list from least to most. So I usually do this by hand just so it's nice and clear and concise. You can just roll it with ones or twos in random spots. But personally, I like to rewrite the list. So now you should be looking at a list that has 15 things on it that you're going to complete for this week. Most important to least important. Third step here is you want to set aside time to execute on those tasks, okay? So you're going to look at your calendar. You're going to say, hey, I'm working here. I've got client work here. I'm training here. I'm doing this. You're going to time block out in the week time to execute these tasks, minimum an hour a day, whenever that is. So if you're thinking to yourself, I don't have time because I have kids, I have family, I have training. Everyone has time. We all have the same time in the day. Even if it's half an hour, you need to time block that in as your time to get shit done. When you are executing on these tasks, it's got to be like no notifications, no social media, no one interrupting you, no phone, no double screening, no dog time. Literally, it's your time to get shit done in the time that you time block for it. You need to remember here that without great action, you're going to have no success. You need to take massive action on your goals. So after that, once you hit your time block, the fourth step is to start the most important task first, okay? So literally on your Monday, or it could be even on your Sunday, you need to start the number one task and get that done as quick as possible in the shortest amount of time at the highest standard. No dawdling, no fucking around, no, you know, flicking your hands together, whatever you do, it's got to be done with no fear, no getting stuck in the weeds or the mud, okay? So once you've done your 15 tasks, you might find that you've actually completed it a lot quicker. usually I write my 15 tasks and I'll get these done on a Monday. So I have the entire week and I'm like, fuck, what do I do? So usually I rewrite another list of 15 tasks and go again. Sometimes I don't. I stretch them out and I time block them. Just depends how I'm feeling in that week. But I know that if I get these 15 tasks done, I've moved the needle in my business and my life. I rinse and repeat that every Sunday. And then that's how I get productive and successful. So I posted this in my wife's business coaching group yesterday. Had a few, at the time of recording this, had a few questions. And one of them was, what if I'm ill or sick and I can't complete the tasks? My answer to that is it's fine. Just complete the tasks when you can, as fast and as promptly as you can. So if you go through periods of getting ill or you've got kids or whatever, you just need to prioritize the top tasks on your list. It might take you a little bit longer than a week to complete 15 tasks. Depends who you are and what your circumstances are, but you just want to prioritize the most important tasks. Second question I had is, what do I do if I'm limited in time? Well, you need to make time. If your dreams or your career or your life is important to you, you will make time for it. What you value, you make time for. A lot of the times, there just isn't a great enough need for you to take time off to build your life. I was consulting in my wife's group. I chatted to some girls, and they have a health and wellness business in Queensland. And they were telling me they had no time to create another revenue source or a secondary revenue source. And I said to them, what was more important, their long-term future or their short-term future? And they said long-term future. So they had to make some sacrifices in the time that they were allowing themselves week to week to work on what they were doing rather than in what they were doing. Always, if you play the short game, you're going to lose. If you play the long game, you're always going to win. So in summary here, guys, you need to write a list of 10 to 15 things that are going to move the needle forward in your business, life, or career. Step two, order them from least to most important. Step three, rewrite the list. Step four, set aside time or time block to get those tasks done. Step five, start the most important tasks first. Step six, rinse and repeat. So the world is okay with being mediocre. That's your choice. You have the tools to rise up from it and be better.